Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Donna. Good morning, church family, our friends, and any visitors that are joining us via Zoom. We are blessed to be here on this Sunday for worship presented by the United Methodist Women's Circle of Hope. We hope that you are blessed by what we bring to you and look forward to the message. At this time, I'm going to call on Pastor Debbie for announcements.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I just have two announcements for you, and it's about rejoicing and celebrating the move of the Spirit among us. We ask you to send in your donation to support the school supplies, and you have done so exponentially. We have over $500 today. So keep the money coming. Keep the donation. There are a lot of children that we need to be supporting and getting welcomed back to school. However they will be coming back, we will be there to meet them in some shape or form. So thank you so much for your faithfulness. And it is with great joy and I don't have enough words for this. So I wanted to tell you the Wesley Community Food Pantry is about to launch. The Save the Day, we are excited. The team has been busy. And this is our logo. The picture, I don't know where to look. The picture in the middle, that's going to be your logo. So whatever flyers, whatever we're going to go out, that's going to identify who we are as the food pantry for the community. So be on the lookout for that. And I thank all the volunteers that have already come up and say, I want to serve. Tell me how I can serve. That's the spirit of Wesley. And I am so grateful for all of you and the leadership team for that mission. And as you can see, the foods are coming in. We have over 3,000 pounds of food coming in. Tomorrow we'll make that 3,000 mark. So yes, thank you. And my husband is up all hours of night ordering food because it's first come, first serve kind of thing. So he's up all over in the night just getting the good foods in there. So yes, so please pray for my marriage. But in the meantime, we're serving God and the community will be blessed. I can't have no other way than to lose some sleep. God bless you all, and I hope you enjoy the service that my sisters have put together for you. And I will see you soon. Take care.
May we be in an attitude of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this glorious day. For the blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us, open our hearts and our minds that we might be receptive of the words and the message brought to you today. We ask these things in your name. Amen. We're opening our service today with a poem written many years ago by Helen Steiner Rice, but very fitting for the times that we have right now. It is entitled, In Times Like These. We read the headlines daily and listen to the news. We shake our heads despairingly and glumly sing the blues. We are restless and dissatisfied, and we do not feel secure. We are vaguely discontented with the things we must endure. This violent age we live in is filled with nameless fears as we listen to the newscast that comes daily to our ears. And we view our threatening future with sad sobriety as we're surrounded daily by increased anxiety. How can we find security or stand on solid ground when there's violence and dissension and confusion all around? Where can we go for refuge for the rising tides of hate? Where can we find a haven to escape this shameful fate? So instead of reading headlines that disturb the heart and mind, let us open up the Bible. And in doing so, we'll find that this age is no different from the millions gone before, but in every hour of crises, God has opened up a door. For all who seek his guidance and trust his all-wise plan, for God provides protection beyond that devised by man. And we learn that each tomorrow is not ours to understand, but lies safely in the keeping of the great Creator's hand. And to have the steadfast knowledge that we never walk alone, and to rest in the assurance that our every need is known. This will help dispel our worries, our anxieties and care, for doubt and fear are vanquished in the peacefulness of prayer.
Would you join us for the call of worship? Sometimes we are anxious, God. We long for your peace. God, grant us wisdom. God, we ask that we might have the serenity of Jesus when he was in the temple, knowing that he was in his Father's house.
God, grant us wisdom.
God, we know that we must trust in you, even when it is difficult. Let us practice acceptance. And God, we also ask for courage, knowing that we will be called to act.
God, grant us wisdom.
May we go forth with the power of your Spirit, ready to work for justice, ready to put faith, hope, and love into action. Now I'll be reading the scripture. It's Psalms 42, 1 through 5. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night. While they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Would you all join us now? I invite you to sing and dance as we worship God in song.
Miracle work, promise. darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here.
Let's sing this together. Even when I don't see it. Come on, even when.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Come on.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop.
Yeah. His name is above. His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, His name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name. He says, that is who we are. That is who you are. Jesus. And that is who you are. Oh, I know that is who you are. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Boy, we're in trying times, aren't we? And amongst these trying times, we still have joys and we have concerns. Sometimes they're just hard to see. And I know that we don't get a chance to announce them all here, but we hope and pray that in your hearts, you're lifting them up to the God and that he is hearing them. I know he's hearing them and he is answering them as he sees fit. One of the joys in my family right now is my sister and brother-in-law, Rob and Leslie DeSpagny, would like to convey their heartfelt thoughts and thanks for all the prayers and well wishes that they've received during his recent surgery and his readmission. He's back at home, slowly recovering, but he's going to get there. And one day he'll figure out how to sing without a voice box. He's already been trying. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know of any other joys and concerns. Are there any in here that anybody has? No?
No?
Donna says she's getting better every day, so that's a praise and a blessing. At this time, I would ask that you all please join me in an attitude of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to take this time to thank you for our many blessings, the ones seen and the ones unseen. We thank you to our friends and our family who always seem to be there to support us during the good times and the hard times. We thank you for keeping us safe during the hurricanes, the pandemics, and all of our troubling times. We ask for your continued prayers for those affected by and in the path of the tropical storm that we are now experiencing. We pray for those who are dealing with health, economic, and emotional issues due to the pandemic and the society's unrest and their craziness. Please be with those that are listed on our prayer and military list and for those that are in our hearts. Help those that have a need know that we are here to help them whenever they ask. Please, God, use us in your ways and in the ways that you see fit, and let us come together to pray in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God bless you all.
Church, we have been blessed in so many ways. And one of the ways that we share our blessings is through our offerings. And so we want to remind you that we do have our website. It's on the screen for you to look at. You can safely do it from home. You go into the church's website and there's a little button that says give. So anybody who's a member of the church, anybody who is from our community, anybody joining us today from Zoom, anybody can utilize that give button. So if you want to be part of giving back to God and allowing us to use the money for school supplies, for our food pantry, any of those different ways, you can please continue to do that and to give generously. Please join me in a moment of prayer for those gifts that will be given. Loving God and generous God, you provide for us and even bless us in way more ways than we can even number. We give you these, our tithes and our offerings, to tell of your wondrous and steadfast love, so that those who do not yet know you may also come to know your love. Thank you for being faithful to us. Let us be faithful to you. In your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. And please join us in the doxology.
Praise and honor thee,
Salvation is a hungry heart. Please sing along as the words show on your screen.
Like a deer that pants for water, I am thirsty for you, Lord. Yet in my heart there is a longing. I still believe there's more. So open up the heavens and let your spirit fall like rain. Wash me in your presence, refresh my life again. A hungry heart is what I bring to the table of the King, for there my soul is satisfied with all the goodness He provides. All that I need is there by faith. The table is set with mercy and grace. So I come with a hungry heart. As I come into His presence, I am made complete. Feasting at His table and sitting at His feet, then I will run and not be weary. I will walk and never faint. I will rise on wings like eagles, for the my strength. A hungry heart is what I bring to the table of my King, for there my soul is satisfied with all the goodness He provides. All that I need is there by faith. The table is set with mercy and grace. So I come with a hungry heart. Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me. And as You bid me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come. A hungry heart is what I bring to the table of my King, for there my soul is satisfied with all the goodness He provides. All that I need is there by faith. The table is set with mercy and grace. So I come with a hungry heart. So I come with a hungry heart.
Oh, loving and generous God, you provide for us and even fill our hungry needs. All-knowing God, you have satisfied our hunger at sunset and held us close through nights of wrestling. Now let the day break with your blessing, awaken and illumine us by your word, that we may behold your likeness. Amen. This morning's scripture, the first one comes from Proverbs 3, verses 13 to 18. Hear the word of God. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. And the next reading comes from Luke 2, verses 41 to 52. This is the story of Jesus as a boy in the temple. Now, every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astounded. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The Serenity Prayer was written in 1943 by theologian Reinhold Neubauer against the backdrop of two world wars and the Great Depression. It is the framework for the United Methodist Women's Spiritual Growth Study. It is a well-known and time-tested example of how prayer can teach God's people to manage anxiety, namely through serenity, acceptance, courage, and wisdom. We've all seen it in print, usually only the first four lines. It is often used in recovery groups. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Today we want to look at the longer version of the prayer as recorded by Neubauer's daughter, Elizabeth Sifton. I looked up the definition of serenity. It's clearness, calmness, tranquility, quietness, and peace. Are we searching for any of these things? Is the world? Verse 5, to live one day at a time, that's not an easy thing to do. When everything around us in the world is in such disarray. But each day is a new beginning when we walk with the Lord by his grace and his strength. Verse 6 tells us, enjoying one moment at a time. Do we stay in the moment or do we always look ahead? I can only stay in the moment if I keep my focus on Jesus while continually trusting in him. Verse 7, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace. We're all enduring hardships of various levels, some definitely more than others. In the middle of these hardships, it can be a challenge to find peace. But we can move through the process, and we can find moments of joy. Something I learned in nursing school was that scar formation is a natural part of the healing process. An injury doesn't become a scar until the wound has completely healed. If a scar is forming, that means the wound is healing. We can use our scars to see how God has stepped in and set us on a path of healing. Jesus will meet us where we are. He will encourage us, comfort us, give us strength and perseverance, and yes, even restore in our lives, even in our current situations, restore peace in our lives, even in our current situations. Verse 8, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. I have to remind myself what God's word has told me. Pain of every sort is part of this broken, sinful world. He promises us he will be with us in our trouble, not that we won't have any. Verse 9, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life. Verse 12, and supremely happy with him forever, ever, and ever in the next. What a great final line. Supremely happy with him forever in the next. What better promise is there than that for our days ahead? It doesn't end here. Our supremely happy is coming. Elizabeth Sifton says, the prayer does not deny that anxiety exists or that it is not powerful. But instead, it encourages us to place our trust in God. This is a prayer for times of uncertainty, for feelings of anxiety, for moments of fear. It is a soothing balm and a weapon of resistance. I encourage you to apply all 12 verses, but especially the last 8, to find reasonable happiness today. Because our living, loving God will always be our strength, our refuge, our sustainer, and our deliverer. Amen.
Thank you for that reminder. The supremacy in the presence that prepares us for the next. How fitting transition into the space of Holy Communion. Because everything about this table reminds us of everything that my sister Susan says in that prayer. God is with us. That's his promise. He calls us to surrender into his trust, especially in this time. Because what else can we do? What else do we have right now? So thank you for that reminder. Certainly going to go home and read that prayer in its entirety so we may have the courage to face our tomorrows, have the courage to live in our today. Yes, to live one day at a time is hard. So Christ calls those who love him to his table. It is a time that he calls us to earnestly repent of our sins. So I'm going to read a little the confession and pardon for you because you don't have it. But please be in accordance with me as we say amen at the end. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed you to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all God's children says, amen. Now hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, yet proved God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. No. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, and always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn. Holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them for us the body of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit,
Make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. I invite you now, wherever you are, to get your elements as we partake in the table of God. This is his body, which is broken for you in remembrance of him. This is one body, and we get to participate in it as one church. And this cup, your cup, wherever you are, this is a cup of salvation, declaring us redeemed by Jesus Christ as we prepare for our next. So if you will take your bread, the body of Christ, I say this to you, this is Christ's body given for you. Now take, eat in remembrance of him. The cup is blood of the new covenant given for you. Drink from this, all of you, in remembrance of Jesus Christ did for you. I invite you into a place of reflection. This morning I was reading Paul's instruction to the Corinthians about the tape. It was a time that they needed unity. And he came to them and giving them instruction, reminding them that Christ had done through them through the communion. It's a time of unity. It's a time of hope. And we so need that today. So what Christ has done for us, we now get to reap the benefits and participate in. And we stand in that hope until he comes in his final victory. Amen. You have a close in him.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change all I can, and the wisdom, yes, the wisdom to know the difference. Serenity to accept, yeah, the things I cannot change, the courage to change all I.
Just say, God, give us the wisdom. Yes. Give us the wisdom to know. Give us the wisdom to know you, Lord. Give us the wisdom to know the things we cannot change. Give us the wisdom to know that we are to be humble at your throne, at your feet. Give us the wisdom, Lord, to live in mercy. Give us the wisdom to follow you wherever you lead. Give us the wisdom to rest in your grace and mercy. I want to thank my sisters behind me for the wonderful service. I'm certainly going to enjoy listening to this later as I prepare to put it back on the web. So my brothers and sisters, I hope you were blessed as I was. So go in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we meet again in this place. I pray that I see many of you this week coming through to pray in this place. Because, I don't know, I have been getting so filled and so touched by the presence of God as I walk through these prayer stations. And I hope you get to come and experience them. Hear the word that came today. We get the wisdom to know, and you get to finish that sentence. In the grace of God, be with you again. Amen. Amen. Good.